October.
No, Mahodaya, I cannot hear you. Okay, fine. All right. So Manjushri Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself?
Yes, sir. Namaskar.
Namaskaram, Bhagini. What would be the question here?
Sahakaha.
Sahakaha. Correct, Bhagini. That would be the question. And the answer would be Saha Cholaha.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, Cholaha, here it is referred to as a masculine word. So, the word here is masculine. And that is why we are referring to the question as Saha Cholaha. So the word here is, we are not really getting into how or who is wearing that. Is it related to a feminine person or to a masculine person? But here in Sanskrit, it is essentially the words are classified into masculine and feminine. So that is why Cholaha here is a masculine word. Even though the object represented here is with respect to a feminine, the word here is a masculine. Hence, it is referred to as Saha Cholaha. Saha Cholaha. Yes, in general, when it comes to Sanskrit, wherever we see the Visargaha, wherever generally we come across the Visargaha, then such words are masculine in nature, and we will talk about it as we go forward. Yes, Visargaha generally indicates it is masculine in nature, but there are exceptions to the rule as well. So, Nishtha Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself?
Saha Kaha.
Correct, Bhagini, that is the question. Saha Kaha. Can you please also answer it? So, this is Balakaha. So, can you please answer it?
Saha Balaka.
Balakaha. Correct, Bhagini.
Balakaha.
So, Balakaha. So, the question is Saha Kaha. Saha Balakaha. So, Balakaha means a boy. Balakaha means a boy. Saha Balakaha. Right, so that is Baha. So here we have Marjaraha. Marjaraha means cat. Marjaraha means cat. So Dr. Sangam, can you please unmute yourself? Okay, Kirti Borkar Bhagini, are you available? okay. Rambalu Magodaya, are you available?
Yeah, I am Balasubramanian. Adibu? Namaskar. Saha kaha? Saha marjaraha?
Dhanyavada Mahodaya. Saha?
Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
Saha marjaraha.
Saha marjaraha. Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
Marjaraha means cat. Marjaraha means cat. So, saha kaha saha marjaraha. So, here we have, which is called as a rataha, which is nothing but chariot. So, Raghavan Mahodaya, can you please unmute yourself?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, Mahodaya, your voice is audible now.
Hello, okay. Sir.
Saha kaha saha rataha.
Samitina Mahodaya. Saha kaha saha rataha. Rataha means chariot.
Okay. Saha rataha. Right?
Saha rataha. Rataha. Okay. Correct.
Rataha. Dhanyavad.
So far we had seen for distant objects or far away objects. For objects that are nearby, we have what is called as eshaha. Eshaha, something that is nearby, we call it as eshaha. So the question would be eshaha kaha. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha manthanaha. Eshaha manthanaha. So something that we use to churn the buttermilk. Right, the churna is called as manthanaha. Oh. Okay, looks like there is a problem with the volume. I'm trying to increase it. Hope this is audible now. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha manthanaha. Eshaha kaha is the question. The answer is eshaha manthanaha. Eshaha manthanaha, manthanaha. So as you notice, we have here the word which is a conjunct letter. Na and tha are joined together. Na is half and tha is full. So eshaha manthanaha. So this is how it is written in English. Manthanaha. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha kaha. So eshaha, something that is nearby. Kaha is who. So eshaha kaha, the one who is near, and the object that is shown here is the churna or the buttermilk churner. And eshaha manthanaha. Eshaha manthanaha. So for nearby objects we say it is eshaha. For distant objects we say saha. Saha and eshaha. Okay, so next one is crocodile, which is called as makaraha. Makaraha. So Ramakrishna Mahodaya, are you available? Ramakrishna Mahodaya, I'm not able to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. Dhanyavad Mahodaya. Am I audible?
Dhanyavad Mahodaya. Yes, Mahodaya, you are audible now.
Yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha makaraha.
धन्यवादः महोदय.
धन्यवादः महोदय.
द क्वेश्चन् इस् एषः कः. वेन् यु आस्क् द क्वेश्चन् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् एषः कः. दि आन्सर् वुड् बि एषः मकरः. एषः मकरः. वन्दन् गार् भगिनी, आर् यु अवेलेबल्?
Yes.
Bhagini, can you please form the question yeah. and the answer?
Yeah. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha vedyaha. Dhanyavad. Is it right?
Right, Bhagini. Right, Bhagini. Dhanyavad, Bhagini. So the question is, Eshaha kaha. The answer is, Eshaha vaidyaha. Vaidyaha means doctor. Vaidyaha means doctor. Okay, and Balu Mahodaya, are you available?
Dhanyavad Manoj Mahodaya. Yeshaha kaha? Oh, you changed it.
Sorry, Mahodaya, the next one is this one.
Eshaha kaha, eshaha sunakaha.
Samichinam, Mahodaya. So the question is, eshaha kaha. The answer would be, eshaha shunakaha or eshaha kukuraha. So shunakaha or kukuraha. Shunakaha or kukuraha means dog. They both mean the same thing, dog. Eshaha kaha, eshaha shunakaha, eshaha kukuraha. Advat Mahodaya, can you please unmute yourself?
Eshaha deepaha.
Correct answer. Can you also please frame the question?
What question?
So when we are doing two things here, the left side is we are asking what it means and the right side is giving us the answer. So Eshaha kaha is the question. Eshaha deepaha is the answer.
Okay. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha deepaha.
Correct answer. धन्यवादः महोदय.
धन्यवादः.
सेन्थिल् महोदय, आर् यु अवेलेबल्?
यस्, ऐ एम् अवेलेबल्.
महोदय, केन् यु प्लीस् सी दिस्, विच् वर्ड् शुड् बि फार्म् हियर्?
येष सः कः. सः विद्युत्तिप्पः.
समीचीनं महोदय. सो बिकास् इट् इस् अ लाङ्ग् हेण्ड् वि आर् सेयिङ्ग् सः कः. सः विद्युद्दीपः. विद्युद्दीपः मीन्स् इलेक्ट्रिक् बल्ब्.
सः कः. सः विद्युद्दीपः.
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 समीचीनं महोदय. समीचीनं मीन्स् करेक्ट्. So very good, that is what it means. Dhanyavad Mahodaya.
Dhanyavad Mahodaya.
Shivakumar Mahodaya, can you please unmute yourself?
Yes. Is my voice is audible?
Yes Mahodaya, your voice is
सः कः. सः गजः.
महोदय, विच् हेण्ड् आर् वि?
एषः कः. एषः गजः.
समीचीनं महोदय. एषः कः. एषः गजः. धन्यवादः महोदय.
धन्यवादः.
गजः मीन्स् एलिफेण्ट्. गजः मीन्स् एलिफेण्ट्. Bhatia Mahodaya or Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself? We are not able to hear your voice. Okay, I'll come back to you. Probably if there is some lag here, we are not able to hear your voice. Next is J. Samudrai Mahodaya or Bhagini. I'm not able to get the name. Can you please unmute yourself? Okay, not able to get the voice. So, Indira Ramakrishnan Bhagini, are you available?
Yes. It is a short. Eshaha kaha, eshaha karadipaha.
Samichinam Bhagini. So, this is eshaha kaha, eshaha karadipaha. So, this is a hand torch. Karadipaha means torch. Dhanyavad Bhagini. So, Ranjana Bhagini, are you available?
Yes.
Ranjana Bhagini, are you available?
Yes, sir.
Bhagini, can you please take this? What are we trying to point out here?
Esaha kaha, esaha tasa kaha.
Bhagini, is it far or near?
Saha kaha, saha tasa kaha.
Dhanyavada Rajana Bhagini. So this is pointing towards a far object. So we will be using Saha kaha, saha kaha, saha chesha kaha, saha kaha, saha chesha kaha, saha chesha kaha. Dhanyavad Bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Chesha kaha means a glass. Chesha kaha means a glass. So, Hema Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself? Hema Shanbhag Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself? Suchitra Bhagini, are you available?
Hello.
Bhagini, are you available?
Yes.
Okay, Bhagini. So, can you please answer this, the question and the answer itself?
Question, Esa kaha? Answer, Esa Rama.
Dhanyavada Bhagini, Samichinam. So, because this is a nearby hand that we are pointing out, this would be Eshaha Kaha.
Esaha.
And,
yeah.
And the answer would be Eshaha Ramaha.
Yeah. Thank you.
Dhanyavada Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
So Anand Mahodaya, can you please unmute yourself?
Namaskaram, my wife who is with me will ask the question. Pallavi
Mahodaya.
Sahakaha. Saha hastaha.
Samichinam bhagini. Dhanyavada bhagini. So the hand pointing out here is to a far away object. So that's why we are using sahakaha, saha hastaha. Sahakaha, saha hastaha. Hastaha means palm, or the lower part of the wrist is what we are referring to as hastaha. Murugan Mahodaya, can you please unmute yourself?
Asu Mahodaya. Yesha kaka. Hello. Can you give? Okay. Yesha kaka. Yesha padaha.
Samichinam Mahodaya, dhanyavadaha. Eshaha kaha, because the hand pointing out is towards the shorter version, we are referring to here as Eshaha kaha. Eshaha padaha. Padaha means feet. Padaha. Eshaha padaha.
Dhanyavadaha Mahodaya.
Madhavi Bhagini, are you available? Swarna Lakshmi Bhagini, are you available? Bindu Bhagini, there is a lot of background voice. Can you please mute yourself? Premiya Bhagini, are you available?
एषः कः एषः दर्पणः
समीचीनं भगिनी धन्यवादः एषः कः एषः दर्पणः दर्पणः मीन् मिरर्
धन्यवादः
Raghavan Mahodaya, are you available?
Hello.
Mahodaya.
Eshaha kaha, eshaha vanaraha.
Samichina Mahodaya, dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
Eshaha kaha, eshaha vanaraha, eshaha vanaraha. So vanaraha means monkey. Vanaraha means monkey. So Vidhi Rajan Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself?
सः कः? सः पर्वतः.
समीचीनं भगिनि. सो
आर्
हेविङ्ग् अ पॉइंटेड हैंड विच इज टुवर्ड्स द फार फर्दर ऑब्जेक्ट. सो दिस इज सः कः? सः पर्वतः. पर्वतः मीन्स अ माउंटेन. Manya Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself?
Hello. This is Saha Kaha Saha Mandapaha.
Samichinam Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada Bhagini. Saha Kaha Saha Mandapaha. Saha Kaha Saha Mandapaha. Mandapaha is that stage where generally the rituals are performed, right? That is what is a mandapaha. So that is the mandapaha here. The stage on which the rituals are generally performed is basically the mandapaha. Balasubramanyam Mahodaya, can you please unmute yourself?
Yes, sir.
Mahodaya, can you please
take it up? Esha kaha? Esha arkashakshaha?
Arakshakaha.
Arakshaha. Arakshakaha. Arakshakaha. Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha.
I'll repeat it again. Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha. Arakshakaha.
Kaha.
Arakshakaha.
No problem, Mahodaya.
Sorry. Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha. Sure. It is correct pronounced. Sure. Arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha.
Samitina Mahodaya. Samitina.
Dhanyavada Mahodaya.
Dhanyavada. So we are having the hand pointed out to a nearby object. So this is Eshaha. Eshaha kaha. Eshaha Arakshakaha. Arakshakaha. Arakshakaha means policeman. आरक्षकः पोलिस्मेन्. एषः कः? एषः आरक्षकः पोलिस्मेन्. मञ्जुश्री भगिनी, केन् यु प्लीज़् अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ़्.
एषः कः? एषः घटः.
समीचीनं भगिनी, धन्यवादः.
धन्यवादः.
सो दिस् इस् पायिण्टिङ्ग् टुवर्ड्स् अ नियर् बै आब्जेक्ट्. एषः कः? एषः घटः. एषः कः? एषः घटः. एषः घटः. सो लेट् मी गो टु द प्रीवियस् वन्स् फस्ट्. घटः मीन्स् अ पाट्. घटः मीन्स् अ पाट्. एषः घटः. निष्ठा भगिनी, केन् यु प्लीस् अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ़्.
एष कः? एष प्रक्षोतः.
प्रकोष्ठः.
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 यस् भगिनी, देट् इस् करेक्ट्. सो प्रकोष्ठः मीन्स् रूम्. प्रकोष्ठः मीन्स् अ रूम्. एषः कः एषः प्रकोष्ठः प्रकोष्ठः मीन्स् अ रूम् The next object is Vidyalayaha. The object that is being displayed is Vidyalayaha. Vidyalayaha means school. Rabindra Mahodaya, can you please unmute yourself?
Saha kaha, saha Vidyalayaha.
Samichinam Mahodaya. Saha kaha, saha Vidyalayaha. Because we are pointing out to a distant object or a far away object, we are using saha. Saha kaha, saha vidyalayaha, saha vidyalayaha. Samichinam Mahodaya. Vandana Bhagini, are you available? Sorry, Vandan Garg. Bhagini, are you available?
Yes. Hello.
Bhagini, your voice is audible.
Yeah, audible, yes. Esha kaha. Esha samundraha.
Samichinam Bhagini. Because we are pointing out to a nearby object, it is Eshaha, and we are getting the answer.
Dhanyavad.
Samichinam Bhagini. Eshaha kaha, Eshaha samudraha.
Samudraha.
Samudraha. Samudraha means sea. Eshaha kaha, Eshaha samudraha. Eshaha kaha, Eshaha samudraha.
एषः समुद्रः
समीचीनं भगिनि धन्यवादः भगिनि सेन्थिल् महोदय केन् यु प्लीस् अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्
एषः कः एषः सैनिकाः
समीचीनं महोदय बिकास् दिस् इस् पायिण्टिङ्ग् टु अ नियर् बै आब्जेक्ट् वि आर् यूसिङ्ग्
एषः कः
एषः कः समीचीनं सैनिकः एषः सैनिकः सैनिकः मीन्स् सोल्जर् सो एषः सैनिकः
धन्यवादः
धन्यवादः महोदय कुङ्कुम भगिनी केन् यु प्लीस् अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्
शोर् सः कः सः चमसः
समीचीनं भगिनी सः कः सः चमसः बिकास् दिस् इस् पायिण्टिङ्ग् टु अ डिस्टेण्ट् hand or the hand is pointing to a distant object we are using saha kaha and the object that is being pointed out to is chamasaha chamasaha means spoon saha chamasaha saha chamasaha Indra Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself?
Saha kaha, saha shiksha kaha.
Samichinam Bhagini. Saha kaha, because we are pointing out to a distant object, saha kaha, saha shiksha kaha, saha shiksha kaha. Shikshakaha means a teacher. Shikshakaha means a teacher. Saha शिक्षकः Aishwarya Bhagini, are you available?
Yeah. Saha kaha vidyalayah.
Samichinam Bhagini. Saha kaha saha devalayah. Because we are finding out the distant object. Saha, the question is kaha. Saha kaha saha devalayah.
Saha devalayah.
Samichinam Bhagini. So devalayah in the previous slide, let me go back. Devalayah means a temple. Devalayah means a temple. Saha devalayah. The next object here is vyagraha. Vyagraha. Madhavi Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself? Anita Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself? Mangai Bhagini, can you please unmute yourself?
Mangai Bhagini, can you please?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Bhagini. Esha kaha. Esha vyagraha.
Samichinam Bhagini.
Because we are using a shorter version of pointing to the object, this would become Esha kaha. And the answer would be Eshah Vyagraha. Vyagraha means a tiger.
Okay. I hope the voice is better now. Looks like for some of them the voice had gone down. I think the volume is better now.
Now okay.
Yes.
Okay, Mahodaya. Pramila Bhagini? Are you available, Bhagini?
Okay, so Advait Mahodaya, are you available?
Yes.
Amodaya, can you please take this up?
Eshah Shochalaya.
Mohoday, is it near or far?
It is. Can you tell me? I don't remember.
Okay, sure. So because we are pointing out to a blue color hand which is far away, this would become saha kaha.
Saha kaha.
The question is saha kaha. So who is that? Saha kaha. The answer would be saha shauchalaya.
Saha kaha. Shauchalaya means
it's a toilet. Saha Shauchalaya. Samichinam Mahodaya. So next one I'll ask for. It is for the name. Here it is given as Pushkar's mom. Can you please unmute yourself?
Yeah, namaste. It is long distance, so it is saha kaha, saha dantaha.
Dhanyavada, Bhagini. So how is your name pronounced, Bhagini?
Pushka's mom. My name is Vani. Mom. I forgot the name I wrote in game. Mama nama Vani.
Dhanyavada, Bhagini.
It is Pushka's mom. Thank you.
Pushka's mom. Samichinam Bhagini.
Pushkas.
Dhanyavada. Agre. So we have seen today what is saha, what is yeshaha, and what is kaha. So we began with saying what is my name. Mama nama Jayantaha. Mama nama Radha. Mama nama Krishnaha. Mama nama Ramaha. And similarly we asked questions. The question asking was Bhavataha nama kim, for masculine. Bhavataha nama kim, for feminine it was Bhavatyaha nama kim. Bhavatyaha nama kim. Bhavataha nama kim, for masculine. Bhavatyaha nama kim, for feminine. Similarly, for faraway object, we learnt it is saha. For nearby object, it is yeshaha. Faraway object, saha. Saha, syutaha. Saha, deepaha. Yeshaha, vyagraha. Yeshaha, ramaha. So we use yeshaha. To ask a question, we said saha kaha. Saha kaha, that was the question. Similarly, for yeshaha, the question was yeshaha kaha. Yeshaha kaha. And then we answered yeshaha vyagraha, saha vyagraha, yeshaha balakaha, saha balakaha. So hope we got the words today. We will continue the next session next week. Thank you so much everybody. Dhanyavadaha.
Dhanyavadaha.
One doubt, Mahodaya. Hello.
What is Mahodaya?
Mahodaya, one doubt. Will we getting this recorded version and of the class?
Yes, Mahodaya. I'll share the link for this recorded version and also the links of the slides what we have covered in today.
Madhuri. So that is in what?
Will we getting any?
This will I'll post it in the email. I will post it in the email.
Email. Okay. Email. No, will we getting any worksheets for practice? Will you be sending any worksheet for practice?
Sure, Mahodaya. I will also do that. I'll send some worksheets for practice.
Okay. So that we can practice and everyone we can have a record. Will it come in WhatsApp or a mail?
I'll mail the details and just ping it on the WhatsApp that these details have been sent to the mail.
Okay. Mahodaya.
Dhanyavad.
Yeah. Mahodaya, you have already sent some sheets on the email, so we can do initial one or two page, or you will tell us.
So for the first page, I will we'll anyways do that as we go forward. But if you want to practice, that can be practiced as homework. First two pages of Vyasa Pustakam.
Okay.
Jayant Mahodaya, this is Dhananjay. Our class we registered initially in seventh session, number seven, okay, but that was cancelled by the moderator. So I joined your class and I would like to continue this class.
No problem, Mahodaya. Please drop a mail to
same thing.
No? Okay. Okay, so right.
We have group.
Getting the notification so that you will be registered in this group, and I'll also send the link that are related for this group as well.
Yeah, if you have WhatsApp group, you can add also.
So that is coming as a notification.
Because the class was cancelled, so we joined in the middle. We joined in the middle of this class because of that class cancelled, got cancelled. Session 7 was cancelled suddenly.
Okay.
So how to get linked with this? How to get linked with yourself, Jeev?
Mahodaya, can you please ping your email ID so that I can notify Swarup Mahodaya also, so that can be.
I'm typing.
Okay. Okay. I will also send my email, but right now.
So do I have to send again the email, or while register I have already sent the email, Mahodaya? I have to send again the email?
No, Bhagini. Just I want your email ID so that whatever the names that need to be mapped to session number 6 will be mapped accordingly.
So I will send the email in the WhatsApp group. Is it okay?
That is fine, Bhagini. You can send it me in the WhatsApp group.
Dhanyavad. Dhanyavad.
Okay. Dhanyavad. Dhanyavad.
Ji, I have sent it was jshivakoy@gmail.com. Previously it was the spelling was wrong. Now I have sent correctly. jshivakoy@gmail.com.
Okay, Mahodaya. I have noted
please
it.
Enroll, and, please enroll yourself, and I want to be in this link. So please include ourselves, okay?
Sure, Mahodaya.
Dhanyavad, Mahodaya.
Jayanta Mahodaya.
Dhanyavad.
Jayanta Mahodaya. Are you going to send the link for Enjoy Learning Sanskrit also with your email?
Yes, okay. So those details are going to be part of the email.
Okay. Dhanyavad. Dhanyavad.
Hari Om, Shubh Ratri.
Dhanyavad, Bhagini. Hari Om.
So we can leave the meeting now?
Yes, Bhagini, I'll be ending it. You can also leave the meeting.
Dhanyavad, Shubh Ratri.
Dhanyavad, Bhagini.
Dhanyavad, Mahodaya.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Bhagini, yes, please.
So for this slide, what does the title mean? For the slide that you were just on, the Pumlinga Sarvanama Shabdaha, what does that mean?
To them as pronouns here. We are referring not as names, but as pronouns here. So, we refer to pronouns. That Strilinga means it is feminine. So if there are no questions, I will try to end this session now, hopefully. We will meet in the next session. Thank you, everybody.